Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Christmas is a busy enough time without adding more stress to your daily lives. So Denise O'Donoghue from the Irish Examiner is with me today on the line to bring us her top hacks to make your life a little easier over the next 48 hours. Denise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not bad. We've been asking the Lunchtime Live listeners to get in touch with their own top hacks, which we'll bring to you in a few moments. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. So you've put together a dozen seasonal shortcuts, if you want to call it that, to try to make things a little bit more stress-free.
Yeah, well, we basically looked at what kind of hiccups people might face at this time of year, just to kind of get ahead. So on Christmas Day, if you think you're facing into a disaster, there might actually be a very simple way to solve whatever issues cropped up for you.
So how do we avoid them?
A little bit of planning. So I suppose the top tip really is, if you can, have a bit of a schedule. So when you are, we'll say, cooking your dinner, which is probably the bit that stresses most people out, know your timing. So we're probably not always cooking a bird as big as a turkey, so don't underestimate how long it's going to take.
Yeah.
And then when you know what time it's supposed to be finished by, you'll be able to tell, okay, so if I want to do the potatoes and they're going to take so long, I should start them at this time. But even with all that, the best of intentions can get away from us. So there are ways to help. So if you've kind of messed up and, you know, your potatoes are ready 20 minutes before the turkey is even looking done, you know, if you have something like a slow cooker in your house, you can actually have that on low, pop your mashed potatoes in there.
Yeah.
It's almost like a buffet. You know, you can pretend you're at a restaurant now or something.
It's a self-service operation here, Denise.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone helps themselves. So you could use that if you have someone really helpful making the gravy for you, but again, they're a bit too eager and that's ready too soon. A coffee cup, you know, something that keeps something hot for up to 12 hours, some of them do, and that'll keep your gravy hot as well.
Yeah.
So just little bits like that, and hopefully using things you already have, so you're not in a panic looking for things that maybe don't exist in your kitchen.
I didn't even think of the Stanley cup or something like that to try and maintain the heat. The other thing, just as you were talking about the slow cooker, there's probably or possibly someone coming to your kitchen table on the 25th of December who might have an air fryer, which can also double up as the additional cooker.
Yeah, I use them for roast potatoes all the time. You get a lovely crisp out of them. So I definitely would recommend using that. So don't be too focused on your cooker either. There are other things to do to help out with all the sides.
So the schedule is the first thing. I couldn't agree more with this. I love a plan, Denise. I love to, because it's getting the timing right of, you know, all of the different dishes and the food. It can be such a disaster. So I love the idea of sitting down and actually working out at what time every single dish needs to be thrown into the oven. The oven is one of your other hacks that you've worked up.
It is. So like my own oven is one of those glass door ones. So unfortunately, every splash and stain, you can kind of see it, which I can get over it, but I know if I'm having people over, I probably want it to look like I'm on top of everything and it's always clean and shiny.
Yeah.
So my trick for that one is just using a dishwasher tablet, which is really simple. You probably have one. So one of the hard ones, not your liquid capsules now. And if you dip it into warm water and just use that to scrub away, it's made to cut through grease anyway, so it'll get through all of that kind of stuff. And then it's a little bit gritty, so it'll knock off any of that kind of tougher residue as well.
God, I feel so stupid, never thought of this before. That's a genius idea.
I know, I'm using dishwasher tablets for everything I can get away with now.
Yeah. So just dampen the physical tablet and then just use that to kind of clean it around the door
on
the inside.
You might have to work a little quick, because some of them might dissolve a little faster than others. So, but then I just normally have a cloth to hand as well, and I kind of use what's left, rub that in as well once it's gotten a bit too gloopy for me.
One of the listener hacks here, Denise, today that might help some of our listeners tuned in this afternoon. We get the oven as hot as soon as we possibly can in the morning so that the dishes can be thrown into it throughout the day without too much worry. I often find that helps. Another listener suggests I get everybody coming to dinner on Christmas Day to do one dish. There's only five of us, but it keeps everyone busy, so we're not driving each other crazy, and it actually really helps to keep the workload down. So what else is on your list, Denise, that might help us?
Actually, one that kind of always gets people a bit surprised is turkey. So if you've done everything right and you're cutting into your turkey and you realise this is way too dry, I've overdone it and it's going to be a disaster, there is actually a way to get a little bit of kind of juiciness back into it. So if you fill up a bowl or a dish with chicken stock and soak it for 10 or 15 minutes, the slices of turkey, it'll get lovely and moist again. And then no one's any the wiser. And sure, if you have your potatoes ready, just pop them in the slow cooker and put your gravy in the Stanley cup, and no one will know.
So just have extra chicken stock ready to go, that if you need to leave the bird basically in a bath of stock. It'll help us.
Yeah, and it's handy as well for your day two as well. So, you know, the way a turkey can dry out by the second day, but you were kind of looking forward to the sandwiches, a bit of a soak in stock. And it's a nice flavour as well, like it'll add to it.
You mentioned the oven and getting that cleaned, and I talked about the air fryer and the slow cooker. What about a backup plan? Do you know, maybe if your oven is a little bit old, like if the whole thing goes belly up on Christmas Day, what do you do?
Maybe make friends with your neighbours.
Yeah.
No, I think you kind of touched on it already. There are other appliances in the kitchen, so you can absolutely look at things like your air fryer. And you know what? If people don't have the perfect turkey dinner, they're going to have a story out of it. And everyone's going to remember the Christmas everything went wrong, but you all had a great time together. So maybe don't stress too much. You probably have other food in the fridge. You can make something. It is only a dinner.
Yeah, I think it was Gary O'Hanlon, the chef, had a great post up. I hope I'm crediting Gary now rightly for this. A couple of days ago, I spotted it on social media. You know, for people that are buying the frozen turkeys, to make sure you take that out in good time, that there's always people, Denise, who just take them out on, you know, Christmas night to defrost them, or sorry, Christmas Eve. And sure, they're not.
Yeah.
These things are huge. Like if they have to be given nearly 2 days to defrost in the fridge.
Yeah, you'd nearly want to be taking them out now, I'd say, just to be extra sure.
Listener says, we buy lumps of turkey meat rather than a whole bird. It's so much easier to cook, takes far less time. We never eat the whole bird anyway, and plus it's a lot cheaper. So the cuts of meat is perhaps another thing people could consider, Denise.
Absolutely. And Joe, it's a way to save money, and you're saving food waste as well when you're just getting the bits that you are going to eat. There's a lot less being wasted in your bin and your wallet.
So what's your hacks for hosting? If you've, you know, additional numbers coming around this year for dinner, like not all of us are going to have all of the silverware and, you know, Delf glasses, everything that's required to put on the perfect tablescape.
Well, I think when we're kind of talking to our loved ones and everything, everyone's really happy to help out. So I think if everyone has, like one of your listeners was saying, a little bit of a job when they're coming to the table, whether it's, you know, Granny has a lovely gravy boat and I don't have one, maybe she can bring that along. Do you know, everyone loves to get a bit involved. So whether it's bringing, you know, a bit of extra crockery or a few extra chairs. But then even with your recipes, so if, you know, you only have a small oven and you can manage maybe the turkey, but the ham is going to be a problem, maybe someone could cook the ham the night before for you and bring it with them. Or you could do it yourself the night before, just kind of planning it out that way. But definitely there are ways to get everyone involved.
Yeah, the other point too, just listener got in touch here, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for your own little hacks this afternoon. Like a lot of those kind of bubbly and wine glasses that are maybe neglected for about 11 months of the year, sitting in cabinets and glass presses and all of that, even just to freshen them up, you know, to sparkle, shine them, equal parts of white vinegar and warm water in a bowl, dip a soft cloth, like a microfiber cloth, in and use it to polish the glasses for a streak-free shine, suggests this listener, Denise.
Yeah, I do exactly the same thing. It works brilliantly. And, you know, it's great as well if there's kind of that, I don't know, wedding present or birthday present that someone's given you and they're coming for Christmas dinner. You'd be like, oh yeah, it's always nice and shiny on the table.
Yeah.
But it works great and it cleans everything up perfectly. The same with silverware. Do you know, if it's something that you haven't used in a while and you take it out and it's starting to look a bit tarnished, if you pop that into a bowl or your sink lined with tin foil, a bit of baking powder and just water, it does kind of a chemical reaction, so it just lifts the tarnish off it after a while.
Okay. Another listener here actually has got in touch. This is a brilliant idea. They have Christmas throws, Denise, that they put over every single couch in the house, and it stops us worrying about any red wine spills or beer spills and looks quite festive.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be covering my life with a Christmas throw.
Yeah. But the spills are something. I remember we just had a new couch at home, a cream one years ago, and a glass of red wine, thankfully not by me, was spilled. I'd say the couch wasn't there 2 weeks. A glass of red wine all over the middle of the cushion of the couch.
Oh.
So what should we have in the house if we're going to the shops today that can help to sort of remove some of these unwanted stains?
So it's stuff you already have. So it's actually dry powder is what's recommended most for bringing up a red wine stain. So if it's something like baking soda, talcum powder, even if you have a bit of cat litter is really good for soaking up things
cat
like
litter.
That. Yeah, oh, cat litter is great. Very
clean,
exotic.
I assume, not used.
Hopefully
on the
clean,
couch.
Yeah.
God, I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, so if you kind of put that on top of it, it pulls that liquid up from the fabric and kind of gets it out from all the fibres. And then what you want to do is blot the stain. So you don't want to rub it, because I think if you're rubbing it, you're actually pushing it in more. And then just a bit of hot water, keep blotting. You might need to repeat it for a little bit, you know, if it's a particularly deep stain. But the one thing you shouldn't do, I know it's a myth that a lot of people believe, is the white wine on top of a red wine stain. It's just a waste of wine. You're not going to get anything out of it.
So it won't work?
No, unfortunately.
Lemon and bicarbonate soda cleans everything, says this listener. And another texter's got in touch to say, when you're shopping today, make sure you get lemon juice, vinegar, bread soda paste. It will also double up as a dishwasher tablets for the oven door, and less chemicals required too. Just a handy thing to have in the house. What about wax stains? Like, a lot of us will use plenty of candles now over the coming days too.
Oh yeah, and you don't want to ruin your nice festive tablecloth or anything like that. It's actually simple enough. If you have a bit of kitchen paper and pop that on top of wherever you've noticed the wax has melted in, and then a warm iron, so not hot, because you don't want to cause any damage, but if you just have it kind of warmed, press it down on top of the tissue, it loosens the wax stain and that tissue will soak it up as well. So that should take most of it out. Again, you might need to repeat it just if it's a particularly hefty amount of wax that's after getting onto it, but that should sort you out.
Now, wrapping and gift tags and all of the stress that comes with that over the next couple of hours, what's your top hack for that, Denise?
I know plenty of people who struggle with wrapping, whether it's a square box or something a bit fancier. So I just say fake it. If you have any of those gift boxes, go mad, pop all your stuff into that. Ultimately, the present is the thing that the thought is in. All of the wrapping paper gets bunched up and gotten rid of anyway. And you know, if you don't want to go out and buy gift boxes, you might have cardboard boxes around the house from your deliveries of Christmas presents being popped into the door. So you could just use those, maybe wrap one. Big one, have everything inside, or you know, just stick a bow on it. Ultimately, no one's going to mind.
Simple as that. Listener here has got in touch to say, after the kids get all their toys from Santa, there's often an odd present from Granny and Grandad. So we hide those small toys around the house for the kids and give them a little treasure hunt. Granny and Grandad love to get involved, keeps the kids occupied for hours and out of her hair as well. That's a genius idea. And this listener, I love this listener's little hack for their nice calming start to their Christmas morning. We start each Christmas morning with a face mask. They're lovely. They're really very calm.
Very calm.
It's a lovely way to start the day, and everybody ends up starting off so chilled. Highly recommend, says this texter. Brilliant. Listen, loads of advice to alleviate and remove some of the stress over the next 48 hours. Denise O'Donoghue from the Irish Examiner. Denise, happy Christmas and thanks for joining us.
Happy Christmas. Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.